Good afternoon and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey alongside Matt Tritton. We've got another hour of Northwest Athletics to talk about. And Matt, it just keeps getting better and better. It seems like every week they keep doing some phenomenal things. And this time around, we're seeing some of the fall sports teams roll into postseason play. Bearcat football winding up the regular season. And we've got men's and women's basketball already underway. The men's team opened up with a couple of good wins down in Florida.
Yeah, they did. It was good to see Northwest men's basketball kind of pick up where they left off, despite losing the national player of the year in Trevor Hudgens. The team's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So excited to see where they go from there. And you're right, everybody, fall sports-wise, kind of starting to wrap things up. We're seeing soccer go into the region tournament this upcoming weekend, volleyball getting set for MIAA championships, football wrapping up the regular season, a chance to dive into the playoffs if they can get a win and maybe some help kind of with the way the rankings sort out there. But also, an MIAA championship coming back to Maryville over the weekend. Caroline Cunningham taking the top honors as the fastest woman in the 6K in the MIAA cross-country championships. Finishing second, it was Amber Owens. So cool to see that 1-2 punch there for Northwest women's cross country. As a team, they finished third. The men finished seventh. Their top runner was Drew Atkins, who finished 14th individually. He's just a freshman, too. So cool to see that. Now they're getting themselves set for the region championships in Joplin coming up in a couple weeks. So, boy, we just kind of keep on plugging away. And a lot of these programs just – the way they keep extending their seasons, keep performing so well, it's a fall that's bleeding here into the winter. That's how you like it. That's what you want to see.
No doubt about it. And what's nice about that, too, we get a chance to talk with the various athletes involved with these programs, and they're all well-deserving. They put in a lot of work, and it's just fun to see, if we get to know them, to see the success that they're having.
Oh, for sure. You think about it from, you know, the volleyball and soccer sides, as they keep extending their seasons, going MIAA tournament once again here for volleyball, region tournament for soccer. Soccer will see Grace Weininger and Annie Alayshow. From volleyball, we'll have Peyton Kirchhoff around. These are athletes we've had on a couple times already in the show. There's a chance to get to know them a little bit better and talk to them more and more about their craft and what they do, and they're all great to have on the show, but a lot of fun to watch on the court, on the pitch, wherever they're playing there. So I know for us, we truly enjoy the chance to get to forge those relationships.
And we've got Walker Graves coming in. It'll be his first time on the show here today. Walker from Chillicothe, a member of that starting defensive line for Northwest, has done such a great job this year.
He is, and you know what? We give so much credit to a lot of times the big pass rusher, the guys coming off the edges, but you know what? Without the guys like Walker and helping us stuff that run up the middle, and really just a key cog in that Northwest Missouri State defensive line, it feels like he's earned more and more PT as this season's gone along between him and Keaton Rickey there in the middles alongside Zach Howard. So it's been a fun defensive line group, and Walker, a guy that knows Maryville so well, an All-MAC football player growing up in Chillicothe, the rivalry, of course, but now coming in, and folks around Maryville really embracing him as, again, part of one of the best defenses in the country.
And also women's basketball. They get things rolling for real this weekend. After three exhibitions to start up the season, they head out to Kearney, Nebraska.
That's right. Southwest Minnesota State on Friday at 5 o'clock will be the opener for Northwest Missouri State women's basketball. And you know what? Mizzou, Drake, Doan, all chances to kind of get a feel for what some of those young players have to offer, shake off some rust, and really get back into the swing of playing under the light. So I think that's going to be fun. This is a women's team that's improved every season. We'll sit down with Coach Meyer, Molly Hartnett, and get a feel for what they're expecting. But, boy, that Doan exhibition, we saw Peyton Kelderman, a different PK from a different sport, step up, knock down some big shots. Molly distributing, and as we've seen Molly over the years, she can score it, but she can also find open teammates, and those two could be a pretty lethal combination this season.
You know, you mentioned a different PK from different teams. They have one thing in common. They're very good athletes.
That's exactly right. The MIAA Offensive Player of the Weekend volleyball won Peyton Kirchhoff, and, well, we saw Peyton Kelderman go off for 21 in that final exhibition against Stone. So you're right, they find a way to put up points for their team.
It should be a fun weekend coming up, and it's going to be a busy weekend along the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV, KRNW. So we've got all kinds of sports coming up this weekend.
That's right. Once again, Northwest women's basketball, 5 o'clock on Friday. Men's basketball, 5:30 on Friday. Then on Saturday, we've got Northwest Missouri State football, 1 o'clock at Emporia State. And, of course, men's and women's basketball following that, the women playing at 2 o'clock that afternoon, the men capping the night off, and the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic down in St. Joe.
So it's either on the air or on our stream, so be sure to keep in touch with KXCV, KRW, and we'll keep you up to date throughout this weekend. Again, we're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville on the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back and have more for you right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we turn our attention to football and Northwest Missouri State football in particular. And we have a starting member of the defensive line for Northwest, defensive tackle Walker Graves out of Chillicothe. And Walker, it's good to have you here on the show.
Appreciate you having me, John.
And this is we were talking just before we went on the air. This is kind of what you guys play for, a big game coming up on Saturday. You guys really essentially been in playoff mode for about a month and a half here with a situation where you couldn't afford to lose any more games. But what a matchup you got coming up this week with Emporia State.
Yes, it is. I mean, we're both 8-2. We're fighting for a playoff spot, a lot on the line.
And for you personally, you're part of a defense that is just putting up some incredible numbers this year. Just kind of go through a few of these. You're on the defensive side, first in Division II in rushing defense, first in the conference, as well as fewest yards allowed per game, sixth in D2 in tackles for a loss, first in quarterback sacks as well, seventh nationally in that total. Those are just some phenomenal numbers you guys are putting up this year.
Yeah, they are. We don't really pay attention to the stats during the season. Coach Wright does a phenomenal job coaching us, and we just trust everyone on the field, and we each just do our job.
And a lot of it starts right there on the defensive line. And just kind of talk about the progress that that line has made through the years, and in particular this year with a little bit of a different type of line this year. Some new guys stepping in and doing a fantastic job there in some different positions. And just talk about how this is progressing for you guys.
Oh, well, Jake Fisher and I obviously are the new guys replacing Sam Roberts and Noah. Sam had those are big shoes to fill for sure as he's playing in New England right now. But, I mean, we've been in the program long enough. We know what Coach Wright expects, and just make sure the A's and B's die and get everything off the ramp.
You get a chance to hear from Sam much?
I text him every now and then, but not too much. He's a pretty busy guy these days.
Yeah, I imagine so. The thing, too, along that line, I know you guys have to play with some nagging injuries here and there, but it looks like for the most part you guys have been fairly healthy along the front line there.
Yeah, we've been very lucky this season. Hopefully we can keep going.
And with you personally coming in from Chillicothe, Chillicothe Hornet coming over to Maryville and playing at Northwest Missouri State, let's just talk about your background in Chillicothe, football, basketball, track and field. It looks like you had a lot of success in several different sports there.
Oh yeah, for sure. I definitely grew up playing sports, and it's been a big part of my life. And growing up, you always heard about the success here at Northwest, and it's just very cool to be a part of it now.
And Northwest has had several players come from Chillicothe have really performed well in a Bearcat uniform.
Mm-hmm. The only one that I really know personally is obviously Bryce Young, and he was here before my time. So, I mean, it's cool to see him every now and then and get to hear his side of the story and his memories and then compare mine. So,
yeah, and you're coming through programs that have had some success over in Chillicothe as well. Again, talk about this, you know, 4-year starter in basketball, also a 3-time All-State football, state track and field. Seems like you excelled in about every sport you competed in.
I tried.
And a 6'3 player, I imagine that had to help out a lot basketball-wise.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't the tallest on the court at all times, but I was probably one of the strongest, so that definitely helped a lot.
And track and field, what did you excel in there?
My favorite was discus, but my senior year I won state and shot put. So, I mean, I enjoyed doing both of those as well.
And academics, it really appears that that's something that's important to you and really the entire team. You see all kinds of players with an academic honor roll mention behind their names, and that's something that you've excelled in here.
Oh, yeah, I can thank my mom for that one. She's always been on my back trying to make sure I get good grades, and I can really I really appreciate that looking back now. During the moment, it wasn't I wasn't too thankful for it, but now I really am.
Yeah, and now I know they have you listed eligibility-wise this year as a junior, but I understand you went through senior day this past week. But again, COVID kind of makes some of these designations a little different right now with eligibility and actual years you've been in school here. Just talk about what it meant to go through senior day.
I mean, I've been here for a while, you know, and it was – really awesome to be a part of that, and I'm glad that I could go through with the guys that I did. They've really helped me grow as a person and also on the field.
You know, we've talked with Rich about this on a couple of occasions too, but you're part of another class that has had to deal with some things that really historic as far as the COVID issues and going through with all that. So I would imagine that's something that this particular group can bond with a little bit.
Right. I mean, everybody in the country went through it, and I feel like here at Northwest we really did a great job of persevering through those hard times.
And academically, what was your emphasis here at Northwest, and what's the future hold for you?
I got my undergrad in May in financial services and business management, and I started my master's in business administration this summer. So I will finish that up next summer and plan to move to Kansas City. And I don't know what the future holds, but we'll see.
I imagine there's some pretty good opportunities.
I hope so.
All right. And as far as hobbies and things, let's just find out about Walker Graves a little bit off the field and away from classes. What are some things you enjoy doing?
I like to go to the rec and shoot around a little bit. When it's nice outside, I'll go to the golf course. Hang out with friends. I mean, nothing really too crazy.
Does Rich and the coaching staff get a little nervous when he sees some of you guys play some basketball?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
All right. Well, Walker, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show, and we'll look forward to watching you this upcoming weekend when you face Emporia State.
I appreciate it. Thank you, John.
All right. That is Walker Graves, defensive tackle for Northwest Missouri State. We've got more coming up on the Coach's Show right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Time now to talk soccer as the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, joining us along with a couple players off his team, Annie Alesio and Grace Weininger. And, Coach, big weekend coming up for you heading up to Minnesota.
So big, I almost lost track of time and the media day. And these two women were so gracious when I reached out to them that they were willing to come in and speak on behalf of their teammates. So, yeah, a lot of dynamics and logistics going on right now after the 6 o'clock selection show.
Well, both of these have been kind of old pros with being on the show here, so I'm sure they'll do fine. But coming off a loss in the semifinals, a 1-0 loss to Emporia in the MIAA tournament, but maybe talk just a little bit about that as you get ready for what's even bigger coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so, you know, it was I felt like we took a little away. We changed a little bit, just trying to manage their forward. I thought we did a really good job for 95% of the game and had some opportunities for ourselves. I think that would have changed some things if, again, you got to execute when you get around the goal. Had several very good chances just not go our way. Conceded, you know, about a third of the way into the second half. Felt like we continued to play hard and work hard, and we had a lull and a moment, but worked through that and still created a few more chances for ourselves. So, you know, I think lessons can come from it. You know, if it's in between losses, you know, we pick up 8 really good wins. We've picked up that loss now, and let's see if we can make that run for the next 6. That's kind of, you know, my thinking. These ladies know how to put wins together, and it starts for us on Friday.
Well, you talk about putting wins together. You've been able to do that through the regular season. Again, we have Andy and Grace with us here, and just talk a little bit about the momentum you have coming in. Again, a little bit of stopping the momentum with that loss on Friday in the semifinals, but you guys still playing some very good soccer right now.
Yeah, so the last time when we started this win streak, it came off of a loss to Emporia, and I'm not one to say that things tend to follow patterns, but if it's gonna, I would love for this pattern to follow. So we took the loss to Emporia. Yeah, it was unfortunate. Yeah, we felt like we probably should have been able to get the result. We didn't, but we move on and we talk about, you know, we had season one's finished. We finished season 2 in the conference tournament. Now we're on to season 3. And like Mark said, like, we need to string some wins together, and I think we're fully capable. And if we're going to follow the patterns of the season, then it's looking good for us.
You got to look at those patterns, and you know, they say so much about analytics, so this can be another part of analytics here, right?
Sure.
And Andy, what did you gain out of this matchup this past weekend, things that you can take into the upcoming weekend here?
I feel like every time that we play a game there, we have that thing, oh my gosh, we should have won. That give us more strength to go to the next game and play with more will. So, as she already said, that's what happened when Emporia beat us at the beginning of the conference. So I don't think this time is going to be different. And we have a great team, and we've been doing a great job as a team. So it was just very unfortunate that we lost. So we're excited that we have this opportunity again to play the first round of the tournament, the national, sorry. So, yeah. We're ready to go.
The one thing that all of you talk about is just the team. It seems like this is really a tight-knit group that really has their priorities straight as far as the goals for this season. And, again, I think that's something that's very important you guys have been able to build around.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we always try to get together as a team before the games, and we set the goals for the weekend. And last weekend was no different. We even accomplished some of the goals, right? The result wasn't as we expected, but we're going to be doing the same for the next game for sure.
Coach, what did you see as far as the way the team reacted this past weekend that encourages you for coming up this upcoming weekend?
Well, like I said, I think we went in past teams, you know, if we made, you know, a change, sometimes people can overthink things, you know. You have to respect what McKenzie does for Emporia, and they play just a very different way, I think, you know, coming off conceding the goal, collecting ourselves, and then powering through and still trying to find that way to win was still there, and the energy, like I said, I think we were taken a little bit, like, dang, we've done so well up to this point, but we regrouped and came back rather quickly. And I know, you know, we had a similar situation early in the season. Fort Hayes, we kind of conceded, and it was just the game kind of played itself out, and I just never felt like we found our rhythm again, and I just haven't seen that since that particular game, even the first game against Emporia. We were moving forward. We continued to hunt the game to try and go get it done.
Grace and Andy, when you look at this time around, second straight trip to the Division II tournament, that experience last year in this tournament has to be something you guys can build off for this year, I would imagine.
Yeah, last year was new and exciting, and it was this amazing thing that we had done that we had never done before, and it still is equally as exciting. I mean, it was just as exciting yesterday to hear our name called as it was last year. But I do think there is a level of comfortability this time around, and we know what to expect. And yeah, of course, we're seeking the win. We want to go 1-0 and then 2-0 and keep going. But I think that level of comfortability in this situation is something that's going to allow us to be successful. And it takes a little cloud to the extra stuff goes away a little bit that was came with last year of just being excited and happy to be there, and all those things are fantastic, but we're looking for the win this year, and we want to do and continue to push the limits of things that we haven't done before.
And do you feel like it's just a situation, maybe some unfinished business as you head up to Minnesota this time?
Yeah, I would say we want to keep breaking records like we've been doing this year. So, yeah, as Coach said yesterday when we heard our names, and, like, we got to go and get our first win in the tournament, and I think that's the mentality that we all have, and we know that we're more capable of doing it, so we're very excited.
You know, you talk about breaking records. You got one right now that you've tied with that 13th win. So I imagine number 14 would be really special from a couple of different reasons. Again, you get that win in the regional tournament, but also you program that market there as well.
Yeah, I think, you create habits and you know, it's a streak. We're twice. Even in the celebration yesterday, just I think I was – probably just as excited as last year, but I could see in their faces they were super excited. But it's not uncharted waters now. They've been through the process. They know the things that are going to come, and the little bit of pageantry, they try to make it special, and they should. It's the national tournament, and I think our focus is a little different. We went to the games last year to win, but I think observing the game before, thus us playing in our game, there's a little more understanding of what needs to happen from us to be successful, and the focus is there.
Now you go in with a 13-5-2 overall record. You face a Minnesota State team that's 14-1-5 this season. They're the number 3 seed. What have you seen out of Minnesota State? I know it's been kind of a short turnaround right now as far as doing some scouting, but what have you seen out of Minnesota State?
You know, I have a lot of respect for Coach Ball and his players. You know, when I came in here we were not very good after year one, you know, 2-15. I reached out knowing, hey, he's them, UCM, these guys are always in it every year. And I reached out to him about possibly getting on the schedule, and he said, you know what, we're full, but, you know, can we do a preseason, a scrimmage? I said, man, I would love that. You know, we were touted as finishing 12th that year out of 12. We met halfway. We've kept that relationship. We played them at home last year. Really tough match. Lost 1-0. But he's always accommodated and has let us try and grow. So you don't always get that from that level of a team. They kind of will try to separate themselves from things and not give anybody a leg up, so to speak. But he's always been very generous with the opportunities. We played them in Gilbert, Iowa, exhibition this year, something we plan to do again next year. So very talented, very organized group. Again, they carry, you know, a level of legacy with them and their continued success. And so I think you learn from those teams. That's like playing UCM. You learn from those teams. And I think, you know, our time is now to try and grab something from one of them.
And Grace and Andy, what have you picked up after being able to play Minnesota State in the past?
Yeah, it's kind of like Mark said. They play soccer the right way, which is something that you don't always see. And it's something that we love as a program. We love to play soccer on the ground, knock the ball, move it effectively, and they do as well, which allows us to play not only the way we want to play, but it makes for a really like Mark said, it's a learning experience every single time you play them, because you are playing players who want to play the sport for what it is, and not, you know, sometimes you get kickball or you get this and that and the other. That to me, and to kind of the philosophy that we kind of prescribe to, is not really the way we want to do business. And I feel like this first game, and when we've played them in the past, is they're constantly pushing us to get better, and which sounds bizarre because it is a competition and everybody wants to win, but if any game that we play in the season, that's the one I think we grow the most from.
And Nanny, what do you see in this matchup with Minnesota State?
I feel like whenever our team played against teams that actually put the ball on the floor and play the real soccer, he always encourages like to play better, because we know we can actually possess the ball and play as a unit. And me personally, I hate the kick and chase game because I'm really bad at high balls. So whenever we play against those teams, like, I don't like them at all. But playing against Minnesota State, I remember that even this year we had a very good game against them. We had a new team. It was one of the first scrimmages that we played. But very talented group, very good players, physical, so they're going to make us play. And we like that because we like that competition, to put the ball on the floor and just be the best team that we can be.
Now, I understand not only just the connection with the team, with the exhibition and things you played, you also have a little bit of connection from one of the members of your team here in Lena Shromloff, who has a sister that plays for Minnesota State. So getting any inside scouting from that aspect of things.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any love lost between the two. They were both very competitive in the scrimmage, but lots of hugs after the game and stuff. And you know, that's the spirit of the game. You step in between the lines and you give everything you have for whoever you're playing for. But it should be interesting. Let's see if Elena's willing to kick her sister Louisa.
So. What's up, Coach? Before I let you go here, what do you see some of the big keys coming up in this matchup?
Well, you know, the big thing is obviously the huge weather changes. I mean, that's going to be a dynamic. I know they play in the cold, but this is really probably the first weekend when it's really transitioning. It's been middle 40s. I know that's cooler than down here, but now we're talking about 24 degrees. Ball's going to be hard. It's going to be about, you know, the preparation, the things that we do. What we're wearing, all those pieces are going to be big, but it's not letting that dictate how we want to play and who we are as players. I think it's just going to make us move more and be active in the game. I'm looking for the girls have described it really well. We're going to try and move the ball on the ground and see if we can break lines with passing and create opportunities to go forward. I just don't know if there's going to be many shots from 35 out that are going to be really effective because the ball's going to be so hard. So, I'm just anticipating a really good match out of us, out of Mankato, and I'll have the best seat in the house. I'll be on the side watching it. It'll be great.
All right, it's a nice little trip up to Bemidji, Minnesota for this matchup. So, guys, had a lot chance to do some traveling this year, but this is going to be a little fun trip north, I guess.
Yeah, I think it gives it a different feel. You know, we traveled down to Emporia last year for the national tournament. I know we're the regionalization piece and all that, but yeah, this is going to give it more of that piece of getting out of here and going somewhere. So.
All right. Well, certainly appreciate everybody coming by here and being on the show here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you bet again. Annie Alaysha, along with Grace Weiniger, and also the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, and Mark Gordon with us here as they open up with Minnesota State Mankato coming up in the D2 regional tournament in Bemidji, Minnesota. We'll be back, and we've got more coming up on the Coach's Show right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville.
Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show here in Pizza Ranch inside Maryville. Talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. Bearcats 23-5 on the season, wrapping up a 17-3 conference slate as the Bearcats getting set for the MIAA tournament, being joined by head coach Amy Wirth as well as Peyton Kirchhoff. Appreciate you coming out. Coach, I know this is probably your favorite 10 minutes of the week. It's always
Absolutely.
Good to talk with you. We've had some chance to digest, soak it in. MIAA outright champs. What's it like? What's it like kind of looking back and all the work, everything put in? 10-plus years as the head coach here at Northwest Missouri State, and finally hitting that checkpoint and still moving forward now.
I think it's hard to put into words what you feel at the time, but when you do have some time to digest, it's just a lot of hard work. We talk about that a lot, and we keep it super simple with the process, but just hard work over years, you know, has culminated to this point. So it's really fun to be a part of.
Peyton, is it sometimes hard to take in the process and kind of just do your one piece, do what you can do, control the controllables? Is it hard to take that in as a young player and absorb it, but then you kind of actually see the process as you do start to win these matches? How long does that take as an underclassman to kind of take that in and then growth in the program within that?
I think it definitely took a spring season. We like to say we develop a lot during the spring. And I think just going that long without even having any games, you get a little tired of it and you're like, wait, but like I'm actually working towards something right now. And I just think that past springs paid off for our entire team so much.
Post-game celebration, what's that like whenever – bang, that final point, you win and just know, of course, the UCO won a little bit more, so actually receiving the trophy over you and over Newman the first time. But what's that like on that Wednesday evening, getting that win?
It felt really great. Our whole team coming out, hugging all of our roommates. We were so excited to get that last point and just finish off a really hard work season with that conference championship.
Coach, I don't know if you're familiar, but Steve Young won his first Super Bowl as a starting quarterback of the 49ers, and there's this like famous clip of him yelling, "Get the monkey off my back," because for so long, like, oh, it's Joe Montana's team, he's a better quarterback. Do you have a little feeling of that, of like, let's get the monkey off our back finally?
I don't know. I don't really think that way, I guess. I don't really do well with like chips on the shoulders, or our girls don't have that piece to them. If I used it, it wouldn't really spark them the way that we want them to be sparked. So we go a different route. But I did not think about a monkey on my back.
No weight lifted in that Mm-mm. moment. Just in the moment. So is that the first time that you have ever been picked up in the air by Jackie Kaysen?
No, and it wasn't that she picked me up. I jumped on her. So that right, because she did not pick me up. I climbed on her. I don't know why I did it, but I did wake up at like 2:30 in the morning thinking how dumb that was and that I shouldn't have done that. But
not dumb at all.
It was all in the moment, so you have to, you have to accept it from that standpoint, but it was a cool moment for sure.
It was. I stand corrected. You jumping into her arms.
I jumped.
You still have those hops that we saw back at Graceland a few years back.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Northwest Missouri State outright MIAA champs, the one seed heading into the MIAA tournament. This is the fourth consecutive week with at least one player receiving conference accolades for the week, with and sweeping it this time around. Kaya as the defensive player of the week, Peyton as the offensive player of the week, Alyssa as the setter of the week. Four weeks in a row, not a lot of people get to touch that once or twice a season. What does that say just about what this program's been through with 11 consecutive wins, getting hot and just staying hot and pushing through? Peyton, does that kind of lend itself to the way Northwest is playing right now?
It definitely, I think, helps a lot. I think multiple people have won it, like you said, not just the same people over and over. And I think that that shows how great our team really is together and that anyone out there can do anything. But I know Alyssa has won it 6 times, and she is not like this at all. But we walk into the locker room every day, she wins it, and we're like, we need to rename this the Alyssa Award. She's like, everybody please stop, but it's the Alyssa Award in our eyes.
Well, very true. I mean, she's been all over it. Of course, we've had All-Americans from Northwest Missouri State Volleyball in recent years, expecting to tack on probably a couple more after another terrific season, but still a lot more matches to go out, win to be played, getting set now for the tournament. Coach, of course, this being the election day and around the country, were you planning on giving this day off regardless, or?
No, this would not be a day we would have had off, and it would have been a day that we would have, as we say, get 1% better. So from that standpoint, we're getting 1% better in a different way, rest, because we can't do anything today because of the legislation from the NCAA. So from the standpoint of that, it is what it is. You know, there's probably time that we do need rest, and I guess this is the time we need it. And so the girls are going to use that time, I'm sure, to sleep and do homework as we get ready to go on the road here for the remainder of our season, but excited to take on Missouri Southern here on Thursday.
Peyton, with Missouri Southern coming up to start the MIAA tournament, it's a team that Northwest has handled for many years, but you can't take anybody lightly. How much is the first one, too, in a different venue, a neutral site, playing in St. Joseph? Let's get our bearings, get this first win, and then just kind of get things rolling from here.
I think we're really excited to go down there. It's a new place. Like, we have never played there. We're just excited it'll feel like conference. It's not just at the number one seed. Like, we're in a separate area, and it's going to be a great experience for all of us.
The St. Joseph Sports Commission hosting the tournament at the Civic Arena. Coach, what are your thoughts on the neutral venue, giving a stage for it, and the chance for everybody to come to one spot like that?
Well, the only negative I would say is we'd be hosting the semis and the finals if we win the first round. So that was kind of a bummer because we would like to extend our winning streak at home, but obviously we're not doing it this year. And it's nice. It's nice on the MIAA's, you know, other hand that they're going to take this and do something to make volleyball feel special, which I think has needed to happen for years and years. And it went down to Hy-Vee Arena a couple years ago, and that was nice from the standpoint of being in a neutral venue. And we're just very thankful for that opportunity. So I think overall, I think it's great for our sport. But I would like to play at home. That would be great.
A double-edged sword this year with Northwest a chance to host. But now in St. Joseph, and you're right, as great as Northwest and MIAA volleyball as a whole within this region, and so many great teams every single year coming out of it, fourth in the Central Region rankings. And regardless of how things fall, seeding's still going to be kind of up in the air these next couple weeks regardless. Is there any NSIC scoreboard watching?
Yeah, my husband watches them all the time.
Yeah. Does he keep you informed, or do you want to know?
He keeps me informed. He has them all pulled up on his browsers. We actually watched Wayne State play Concordia St. Paul the other night, me and my husband. So we're watching. We're definitely doing some scouting along the way. Not my husband per se, but he's just more of a fan. But he definitely has a way to pull up all the scores at once on the NSIC website somehow, and we can all track them at the time that they're happening. So he showed me a couple tricks that I've been using. So it's been helpful to have a husband that's invested as much as him in our volleyball program. So it's been great.
That's awesome. And not taking the scouting, but sometime you get home and you're like, hey, I told you if you would do this, it worked. And there you go. It panned out.
I don't necessarily get that very often. I'm lucky. He doesn't try to coach anything. He just is there for support.
That's awesome.
So it's awesome.
That's good. Well, Northwest Missouri State taking on Missouri Southern coming up on Thursday in the first round of the MIAA tournament, and then playing, of course, Friday, Saturday beyond that in the semis and championship rounds. Coach Wirth, Peyton, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State head volleyball coach Amy Wirth and Peyton Kirchhoff are talking Bearcat volleyball, 23-5 on the season and still rolling. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV, KLRNW.
Support for KXCV, KLRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville.
Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Northwest Missouri State Cross Country coming off the MIAA Championships in Joplin over the weekend. The Bearcat women finished third as a team. The men finished seventh. The Bearcats also had a couple of top individuals on the women's side. Caroline Cunningham taking the championship. She ran it in at 20 minutes, 39.6 seconds. Amber Owens in 20 minutes, 50.5 seconds. And we are joined by Northwest Missouri State Cross Country. Now we have head coach Whit Cunningham and Caroline Cunningham and Amber Owens from the squad. Appreciate you guys coming and chatting with us. Congratulations, first off, terrific performance is there. Coach Cunningham, the Northwest women finishing third, the top three runners, all with times that are in the top 10 at Northwest Missouri State all time. What do you take away? I mean, because you're asked for much more than that.
No, not really. It was really a fantastic race. They prepared really well for this all year, both physically and mentally, and went out there and executed the race plans, and things really came together.
Caroline, 3 seconds faster than your 6K that you ran at the Platte River Rumble, which also set a school record. You're kind of just topping yourself at this point. It feels like every time you've gone out for a meet, you've just been in the zone. How do you lock yourself in? Is it just a matter of, I know what to eat, I know when to get to bed, I know, is it just a routine pre-race every single time that leads to that?
Yeah, this is my fifth year competing in college, so I definitely have my pre-race schedule down to a T of what I like to do. It also comes down to just prepping mentally of, you know, I've been in pressure situations before and I've run well, so just reminding myself that I'm capable of running hard kind of regardless of the circumstances. And yeah, it's been a good year and it's been fun to see the success, but even more fun to do it with my own teammates.
Amber, for you, rolling in with the PR, also very high up in the Northwest Missouri State all-time ranks. It feels like, looking at your numbers and as every meet passes, you're just getting stronger and stronger as well. How do you feel at this point in the season? Do you feel like you are kind of topping yourself every meet you go out?
Yeah, I think I'm surprising myself more than anything, because I feel like, I know I'm a fairly good runner, but I feel like I don't realize how much I've improved over time. And I think I've definitely been experimenting more in races and like trying to start similar to how I normally start, but then trying to move forward more in races and kind of be like mentally in it all the time and try not to switch off and just like focus on the people in front. And I think that's really helped me this year as well with like trying to overtake people.
So kind of two different styles almost, with Amber talking about how she's mixing things up a little bit and Caroline is just kind of regimented, and obviously they're both paying off. Is racing such a matter of such a personal sport? It's, you have to do what's best for you and kind of focus in on that. And how do you help athletes get to their best like that?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is just trusting your gut. You know, I use the example of every time you take a test, you should really trust your gut answer, because you go back and change it, you're going to have that wrong answer now. But, you know, I think it's really something that's really fantastic is their ability to help each other during races. You know, both Caroline and I and Amber and I came up with race plans, and Caroline semi threw hers out the window midway through because she's like, well, I don't want to break the field. My teammate's right next to me. I want to pull my teammate with me. So she changed race plans slightly mid-race to pull Amber along, and Amber responded really well with that and went with her. And, you know, they ended up breaking the rest of the field, and it worked amazing. So that flexibility within your race plan and kind of just hanging to it loosely and trusting your gut is just a big thing.
Cross country is such an individual team sport that you can kind of take off on your own, but you also have people there to help you. What's going through your mind there, Caroline, as you did deviate from that race plan to help out your team and pull along Amber and yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I took the lead a little bit earlier than I originally had planned. But, you know, we had just been trucking along, and so it just kind of happened that we took the lead, and I realized it was Amber next to me, not, you know, somebody that I was trying to break and shake off. So I was going to throw down kind of a hard surge in the middle and really break them, but when it was Amber, I turned to her and said, hey, we're halfway through, we can finish this together. So, you know, it was a different strategy there. And from there, I just have to trust that Amber's going to come with me and keep going and that I can hold on. And luckily on the day, it all worked out. Amber got second, which was incredible. Actually outkicked someone, which is awesome because Amber always talks about how she doesn't have speedy legs, but she definitely does. And yeah, to come away with the win was just a lot of fun.
Amber, as you're going through and mid-race and Caroline realizes it's you and says, let's do this together, are you kind of sitting back there thinking, like, is the rest of the field still relatively close and you do feel like I can finish this strong with you, or are there any doubts that creep in your head at that point?
At the halfway point, I'd say no, because it was kind of just me and Caroline, but then there was a couple of girls, like pit girls, one of them, like three quarters of the way through maybe, overtook me and was in second for quite a while. And then there was like a couple behind me too. And obviously with pit and like how they basically always win conference, I was kind of like, I need to make sure I try and shake them off. And then we got about 300 meters to go and I had to like sprint to overtake her because I was like, if I don't, she's gonna get second and I'm gonna get third.
Did you feel like you had that in you as you're coming around and you're like, I gotta dig deep? Did you know that you could to find that extra gas?
I mean, I was sprinting as hard as I could. I don't think I was going very quick, but I don't know, I could sprint, but it was whether she could sprint faster than me. And I think that's what it kind of came down to. But she was also very tired as well. So I think we were just kind of both tired trying to sprint. And I was just not as tired as her.
Wick, were you in a position you could see this happening? And what's going through your mind?
A little bit. So, you know, part of the whole team's race plan actually was from 600 meters to go to about 300 meters to go. You have a nice gradual downhill. It's not much, but it's a little bit. Caroline moved very well down that. And at that point, you know, she had it won, so I didn't end up seeing her finish, but I knew what the result was going to be. Amber used that downhill to her advantage and went around a U-turn and passed the girl in the U-turn, so I couldn't see her pass her. And she comes out, I'm like, oh my gosh, Amber's in second. And she was all out, and Amber listened to me going into that downhill because she knew, I'm like, hey, like, this girl's hurting, and I could see it. And I told Amber that, and I think Amber's like, you know what, I can do this, I can get her. And, you know, it's not just these two, but the whole team really used that downhill. And it's like, you know, when you overtake someone from 600 to 300 out, it's really hard for them to pass you back later on. And so I could kind of see down the finish chute, see what was happening, but I wasn't certain either as I was cheering on some of the other girls.
Could you feel that too, Amber, of if I pass her, physically she's drained, but at the same time mentally, I'll just break her?
Yeah, and I mean, she was only 2 seconds behind me, and if you look at any of the finishing photos, she's right behind me, so I really did. I was so scared she was going to overtake me on that last stretch, but she just didn't, which was nice.
The MIAA Championships in Joplin over the weekend, the Northwest Missouri State women as a team finished third, Amber Owen second, Caroline Cunningham first. The men's team finished seventh. Wick, also on the men's side, you've seen Drew Atkins. He's a freshman, but he's really doing some really good things for this team.
Yeah, no, he's doing fantastic. He wanted to be all conference, which is top 10, put himself up in the mix and just wasn't quite able to hang on. But, you know, at this young age of 18 right now, you know, he's got some time to build on that. And he really got really good experience this year, so that'll prep us for the next couple years.
Northwest Missouri State now shifting its attention to the NCAA Central Region Championships. We'll be back in Joplin. That's coming up in a couple weeks on November 19th. Appreciate you guys coming in. Congratulations on the MIAA Championships. And let's do it again on the 19th. What do you say?
Sounds great.
That's the goal.
That's Wick Cunningham, Northwest Cross Country Coach, and Caroline Cunningham and Amber Owens, seniors on the women's squad, joining us. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXEV, KRNW, comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment in Maryville, Marshall, and Chillicothe. With a full AgCo lineup, including Fendt, Massey Ferguson, Rogator, Terragator, Sunflower, and more, information on new and used ag equipment is online at ZieglerAg.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show as we're talking Bearcat men's basketball now. Diego Bernard, who's joining us here. And Diego, another season underway, a couple wins under your belt already.
Yeah, for sure. Had a good trip in Florida. Me and Pook's last games, and just it just went good. Good trip. I'm glad to be home for sure.
And a couple wins against two very good teams. First of all, opening up with West Texas A&M, a team coming in ranked fifth. You guys ranked number one coming into this season, and 78-62 win against some top competition. So right off the bat here, so you guys had to be ready to start.
Oh yeah, for sure. Matt got us going with the scout. They had a tough point guard. He was getting to the mid range, getting open shots early. We just built a lead, and then we was able to stay in the second half for sure.
And against Flagler, then on Sunday, 78-62, the final there. They were kind of a pesky team there. You just couldn't quite get rid of them there until the very end.
Yeah, for sure. We knowing they had shooters. They loved being in transition. We got up early, got a little content. They got into transition, got their couple shooters open, and they just – we just never go away, so we just got to do a better job of closing games out.
Well, it looks like you just pretty much picked up where you left off last year at 13 points average after your two games, 11 rebounds, 4.5 assists per game. Those are just kind of numbers that you put up from game to game, it seems like, regardless of what the year is.
Just trying to do whatever I could do to help the team win, if that's scoring one night, rebounding, getting out assists. Just doing what Coach Mack and the team needs me to do for sure.
You look at a couple of the guys that really stepped up this weekend too. Isaiah Jackson, 26 points in that win over Flagler. Do you guys see that one coming?
He told us before the game, if they sack off, I'm gonna shoot it. So he just has to play with confidence like he did last game, and just shoot his shots when he's open, catch him in rhythm, and he was able to knock him down for sure.
Was that a game where you could just see his confidence level rise as that game went along?
Oh yeah, for sure. Once his confidence gets going, his defense is unmatched. Sure.
And then, of course, Mitch Mascari, 18 points, had five threes in that went over West Texas A&M. He came up big.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He gave us the spark to start the game, and just kept it going, got us all going. But Mitch was a big part of it for sure.
Guess if there's one downside to the weekend was Wes Dreamer going down with an injury early in that first game. Kind of changed the complexion of your game plan and everything when that happened.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mac had the scout going. We knew what he was going to do going into the game, and just like three and a half, four minutes into the game, West goes down, so you got to adjust on the fly. And Mac did that. He got us called a timeout, got us ready to go. Just hoping that he can be back in a couple weeks for sure.
You know, and I think the thing that really shows for you guys too is just the depth you've got, where you can lose a starter in West Dreamer and what he does to the team. That you've got other guys that just come off the bench, and just while they have a different set of skills, that you guys can adapt and continue on.
Oh yeah, for sure. Everybody knows what Wes does, how tough he is, but everybody doesn't know what everybody does on the bench. Everybody's ready to step up and show everybody what they're capable of doing, and I think everybody did that for sure this weekend.
And what, obviously every year is a different year, and each team, even though you've got so many guys coming back this year, just kind of talk about maybe the way this team's being put together this year. It might be different from previous years that you played here.
Yeah, for sure. I think this year we're going to have to play off of each other more. We're going to have to move the ball more. We don't have Trevor that can just dribble the ball up there at half court and just get us all in the right position. Just everybody's going to have to drive, kick it to everybody. Everybody going to have to be ready to come off ball screens. Just play off of everybody, and then I feel like we should be pretty good.
How has your role changed this year?
Just being more confident in my shot, dribbling the ball, coming off ball screens, be able to wait, just a whole bunch of things. Be able to adjust on the fly what they're doing to me, read ball screens. So just a couple of things.
Now you've got two games under your belt, two more than what the teams you'll be playing this week have coming up in the Hillier Classic in St. Joseph as you open things up with Northern State on Friday night. How will that help as far as already getting out there and getting the rust knocked off a little bit coming up against a very good team like Northern?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I bet they have already had scrimmages going on, but it's not a real game. We got a couple games under our belt, 2-0, and I feel like it's going to help us because we already know what works and what doesn't work a little bit, what we can do to do it better as we come into the next weekend. And this is going to be their first game. They're just feeling each other out, how they're going to play. So I feel like it's going to give us a little advantage to start the season.
I guess if there's one thing that they might have advantage on is they've got a scout on you guys, and you guys don't on them right now.
Yeah, for sure. They'll have a little scout on us. We'll have to thank what they was doing in the previous years. So it's gonna be a fun weekend for sure.
All right, well, Diego, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Again, that's Diego Bernard, senior guard for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. We'll be back and have more right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specializes in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat.
KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Taking on Minnesota Crookston on Saturday, but first, Southwest Minnesota State on Friday in the regular season opener. I appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us, getting some headphones sorted out here and figured out, but I think we're good to go. So, Macy, new role, assistant coach, you're a GA, you're a player within the program. What are the feelings like, your first regular season game on the staff?
Oh, I am elated to be a part of this program. It's been really cool just to watch the girls from a GA standpoint. I helped recruit a lot of these girls, and so coming on with their visits and stuff like that and then leaving the GA role, it's like, well, I don't know. I hope it works out. I hope they commit. I hope they come to our school, but I won't be here. And then to turn around and be able to be a part of it has been really cool. And just to come back and see people like Molly and Jaina and Emma just grow so much in those years have been really cool. So, yeah, I'm super excited.
Molly, what's practice like with Macy back?
Practice is really upbeat with Macy there. She's a big hype squad leader, so she gets everybody going and gets everybody confident and, you know, keeps it real at practice.
She tends to look pretty fiery on the sideline during games. I imagine that kind of goes through practice too. Northwest coming off three exhibitions, Mizzou, Drake, and Doan. How do you feel going in? A chance to shake off the rust? I think you're a little bit beat up or sick before that. All that got started anyway. Do you feel like you're 100% ready to go for the season opener now?
Yeah, I think these past few days at practice have been really good for us. We've definitely gotten better since our Doan game. Also, the competition for the three exhibition games really set us up for this coming weekend at the tournament. So I'm looking for a few W's this weekend.
It feels like watching that Doan game, just portions of it, could be a snapshot of what we'll see. You finish with 10 points, 8 assists. PK goes off and knocks down a bunch of shots. You get Kelsey Fields rolling inside and some other shooters. Like, you're a great distributor. You can score too. Like, there are going to be a lot of options on this offense as things get rolling.
Yeah, I'm confident our whole team scoring. Obviously, it's a team game, and we just really want to win in the end. So it's cool to see everybody stepping up and filling in Mallory McConkey's old role of getting those points, getting defensive stops. I think lots of people have stepped up their game and are becoming more confident and helpful out on the court.
Macy, what are you seeing development-wise from some of these young players, especially, you know, some that had never seen any action in college until getting out on the floor against Mizzou just a couple weeks ago? How are you seeing those jumps just from getting game action, now getting into practice and kind of working on some adjustments?
Yeah, we have players like Lauren Eyman, Lauren Gillig, and Lindsay Kelderman who didn't, their red shirts, and so they didn't get that experience. And obviously I wasn't here on staff when that was going on, but just to see them already make jumps in their adjustment to the speed of the game, I think that was a benefit of a Mizzou-Drake start, is that is a speed that we probably won't see a lot of in conference. We'll see a little bit of it, but I think that was just a good, I mean, it hit them hard fast, and they adjusted well, and yeah, we've just been working on it. It gave us a good starting map for development stuff as far as the speed of the game for them. So really proud of them and how they've just taken that first game jitters and moved forward. So
it's some young bigs on this team too,
yes,
going against some Division I bigs, and obviously that's a tall task, but at times you've seen them hold their own. You're like, man, this, as the development continues, you could be really strong in the paint for years to come.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I think that's a presence that we haven't had a lot of, probably, you've seen in women's basketball at Northwest, is just a really strong, tall post in there that owns the paint, and that's our hope for these girls like Kelsey Fields and Lauren Eyman, that they just take that and run with it and take ownership of it, and I've seen that a lot in practice, so we're excited.
Southwest Minnesota State coming up on Friday, Kearney, Nebraska. Obviously, the expectation and for the program is, hey, let's go out and get some wins, but what do you want to see? Are there small boxes you want to check as you kind of go along through these first couple games?
Yeah, I would love to see just a step in toughness. I think with the Doan game, that kind of woke us up to, like, we got to step it up in our toughness category and physicality. We talked about that. And then I would just love to see the girls enjoy it and have fun. They've worked so hard. They've been putting in the hours. And I'd love to see them just relax and play basketball like they know that they can and not think too much, but just celebrate each other. And winning is fun, so having the toughness to win, but also celebrating the little moments along the way, I'd love to see that. So
Molly, year three for you here at Northwest Missouri State, and the team has progressed, the wins have stacked up. Does it feel like year three, just what you've seen in the off season of this can be the best year yet to come?
Yeah, I think every year we've grown so much as a team, and I feel like this summer most of the girls put in the work. Like, I think we just took one step farther, and we're just going to keep building every day at practice to keep getting better and build that confidence, and hopefully this one is the best to come.
Molly, Macy, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State Assistant Coach Macy Williams and sophomore guard Molly Hartnett joining us, as that's going to wrap things up for the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV Maryville, KLRN W Chillicothe. Appreciate everyone for joining us here this afternoon. Our next Bearcat broadcast is coming up on Friday, as we'll have both Northwest Missouri State men's and women's basketball on Friday. You can find those games on KXCV or online at kxcv.org. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from Pizza Ranch.